This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
I'll leave you in the capable hands of Fiona and Callum because I need to be.
I've realised the best way, and it's a bit specific, but this is the best way to describe.
Now I'm over here.
Oh my God. Hello.
He's out the door.
He's out the gap. This is the best way to describe producer Callum.
First name producer.
First name producer. Prod if you're nasty. No. I know. He's very strict on people wasting their acai bowls or acai being wasted in general. We have a little tradition here at Spin. I have been working here for 5 minutes, but it is a tradition now. We like to call it Acai Thursdays. More popular than Callum's less sought after Smoothie Tuesdays.
No, Smoothie Tuesday was a thing. I don't care if it's popular or not. Smoothie Tuesday was a thing because I was going for a smoothie every Tuesday and I was like, I may as well offer it. And then I realised that I could get Air Miles, or Avios as they're now called, when I buy a smoothie. So I was like, I'll get smoothies for everyone. They can Revolut me back. And then I get the bonus Air Miles from it. Now, Fiona came in and she gave us a revelation that she has a Oakberry black card. Now, it's not actually a black card.
Slay.
It's actually just a gift voucher with 500 quid loaded on it, which is a lot.
It is a lot. I mean, who's spending 500 euro on acai? I'll have that thing years.
Well, no, you won't, the way that we're going about it, because over the last 2 weeks that we've been, we spent 100 quid on it.
What?
Yeah. Because the first week we spent 40, and then the second week we spent 60.
Hey, PR as Oakberry, if you're listening, we are loyal every week and we get loads of acai. And last week, me and Faye Short got a matcha as well.
Yes.
And we will promo it and we will put up an Instagram story on my personal Instagram. I don't know if I can say we'll put it up on the Spin.
You
Callum
can't put
says
it on
no.
The Spin brand.
But I will put it on my story and so will Callum. So
the problem is, I'm a massive control freak. That's why I'm great at my job. And a couple of weeks ago,
last week,
Fiona came to me on Thursday because normally I'm the designated go and getter everything because I've got idiot written over my forehead.
And because you're really quick.
Yes, I'm speedy, quick legs, short man, quick legs. And I didn't want acai on Thursday because I was going to have lunch with Nick at like 12:30. So I was like, and you went out at like 11:30 or well, it's about 11-ish. So kind of early on enough. And you were saying, should I get Nick a acai bowl? And I was
because
like,
boss Nick is obsessed with acai. He was the most excited person. And he was there when Callum had his very first acai bowl not too long ago.
Same thing.
Well, we're just talking about Nick. So Nick messaged me the day before being like, acai Thursday. I was like, I can't go out and get it. It's very late. And he was in a meeting at the time that you went to go and get the bowl. So I was like, he's not going to be able to eat it until 12. And I know that we go for lunch at 12:30. So Nick isn't going to be hungry for lunch.
Which I don't think you have the authority to say, Callum. Don't think you do.
I thought I did. And then Nick found out that you got acai and he looked at me devastated because I spoke on behalf of him saying, no, Nick will not have acai.
Not only does he love it, he'd brought it up the night before and said acai Thursdays. And also, he eats his in about 4 seconds.
Yeah.
So of course he'd still be hungry.
I get brain freeze. Like, well, actually it's more sore teeth after like one spoon of acai because it's just like Dave has never touched it because it's fruit.
Yeah.
Not but for
me. I think you like it, Dave.
Not for me.
But the purple stuff, it's like it's full of purple stuff and then seeds and fruit and whatever.
I think you'd like it, Dave. Talk about how do you tell me you don't know me at all in the least amount of words as possible.
Fruit. You can get banana on
purple stuff. Amazing. But the purple stuff is like,
I want one and I know tomorrow's acai day.
I would actually go for one today.
Damn. Really?
Yeah. Acai Wednesday. And
acai
Nick will
Wednesday.
Be like,
guys,
acai
guys are crazy.
Yeah. We are wild,
anyway,
but we are free.
Nick was heartbroken because I went for acai. Well, I spoke on behalf of him and I didn't have the authority. To...
Just me and Faye went and it was good bonding time.
Fee and Faye.
In the morning.
That's the new show, by the way. That's how we do
it. I would listen to that.
Yeah.
Who's doing the desk?
She knows how to do the desk.
Does she?
She was pretending that like she was stupid like me when we had them on the show last week and I was like, I don't know how to do anything. Wah! And she was like, me neither, girl. Wah! And then when we were walking to get acai, she was like, ah, no, to be fair, I do know how to do the desk from when I did.
Oh, yeah, because she was on Spin Southwest.
And I was like, all right, well, I'm the only idiot in the building.
I know. Every radio station has to have one idiot that doesn't know how to work the desk.
When can I learn to do the desk?
Do you want to learn to do the desk?
Of course. Oh. I don't want to not know how to do something. It's so embarrassing. It's like What if there's an emergency?
But you don't have to learn that. You're so pretty.
Thank you so much. No, I want to learn. Looks fade. Moving up and down dials.
All you have to do is just sit in with Michaela for like an hour and she'll show you everything.
And then come in here. And
will she teach me how to smoke?
Studio.
Yeah.
She'll teach you how to smoke.
She'll teach me how to inhale.
Okay, can we wrap this up?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. 1038.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Big.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, happy Wednesday, happy hump day, should I say. The 4th of June, 2025, you're with Emma, Dave and Fiona, just myself and Fiona once again.
Good morning. You sound kind of annoyed at that.
Oh no, I'm perfectly happy about it.
There was a tone. There was a tone there, David.
There is no tone, Fiona. Let's not get
you
start
said
fighting.
Just myself and Fiona again.
Just let's not start fighting the second we come on air.
Yeah, sorry,
come
we
on.
Should have done this before. How are you, anyway?
Yeah, I'm grand, yeah, grand. Do you know what? I actually feel good today. Because I've got a new mug to drink my tea from.
Yes.
And it is giving queen.
It is so ugly.
The first thing she said to me this morning was, that mug is so ugly. Which I didn't think would be the word. Okay, let me just describe it.
Did you just say it's giving queen?
It's giving queen.
Okay, now I love it. That is the cutest thing you've ever said.
Okay, so it's a white mug, but it's like silver pattern. So it's like a zebra or
it's
something.
It's like a silver leopard print.
Silver leopard print. That's what it is. And I think it's made of China, so I think it's going to keep the mug, the tea warmer for longer.
Well, then it's worth it.
However, it's definitely not belonging to the office. It definitely belongs to some queen out there in the office.
Some queen has lost her sparkle because she is without her mug.
She is. If she sees it with me, or he or they sees it in my hand, I don't think they're going to be too happy.
If I was to hazard a guess, I would say it's Pat Kenny's. But hard to say for sure.
Yeah, no, very true. What mug have you gone for? Did you find your
own mug? It's my mug, and it never will be anything else. The Christmas rocking horse, and thank you to everyone.
The fact you lost that before, like last week, is kind of a mystery, because who has taken that one?
It's someone. It was on the news talk floor.
I know, ridiculous. Well, I feel like no one's taken this one.
Yours is just giving, like, millennial crushed velvet.
Yeah.
Aesthetic.
Yeah. Sitting on my silver couch.
Exactly.
With my silver walls.
Yes.
A giant TV that's way too big for the room.
And my live, laugh, love poster.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh. Notions
Alert. Fiona Frawley, welcome to your very first Notions Alert.
Oh my God.
Show. This is a huge deal.
It's not about me, is it?
No, believe me. You're in the clear for today.
Oh, okay.
You're in the clear for today.
All right.
This is when we see something online, in the shops, and we think, wow, Notions Alert, and we must bring it to the show, we must bring it to the people. And of course the Notions hotline is always open on 0877 111 1038. If you see something that you think is Notionsy, you let us know, we bring it to the people. Okay. Coming into festival season, we just had Forbidden Fruit over the weekend, Longitude is coming up, EP later on in the year, and if you're a festival person, you're going to know, you know, you need to know a couple of things, like, one, how to sneak in drink. Yeah. Two, where's the best campsites to stay?
Of course.
And three, the most important things to pack.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a festival girly?
Not really. I dabble. Sometimes I'm performing.
It's
a job to me, Dave. You know what I mean? But I am always... So I think I'm kind of stuck in 2008. Like, I always pack the most, like, rotten clothes ever. And then people are down there in full outfits.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I'm a toe.
I think that's a new thing, though. Like, the influencers are to be wearing outfits that you're like, wow, they look they look amazing.
They do be turning looks.
I was going to go down in, like, you know, Snickers pants and...
Yeah, well, no, that's...
T-shirt.
Stunning. Yeah. Do you have Snickers pants?
No, I don't.
Dave, you got to get those. All right?
I would always go down in something like that. I don't care if it gets
your old wrecked runners.
Yeah, exactly. I'll never forget. I had the best night of my life at a festival when I got, like, these makeshift welly boots. They were just bags that went over your shoes and you tied around your legs, and I felt class.
No, that is stunning.
Jumping in puddles, I had the best time.
Oh, exactly. That's what you need. You need some water gear. One time at Electric Picnic, someone stole my entire suitcase, just lifted it and just took it out the tent.
Nice.
Everything I owned. So I don't really take anything nice anymore.
Yeah, do you know what? Good shout. Well, actually, sorry, I take that back. Completely bad shout. Because Vogue magazine is to the rescue, and they've come up with a list of things that you should bring
to festivals.
Oh,
right?
God.
They come up with a list of must-have items for festival season. And because it's festival season, surely Vogue are going to be, you know, relatable to everyone and not just the elite, as Vogue, you know, seem to do. Because festivals are for everyone.
Sure. So,
let's get into it. Let's get into the Vogue must-haves for festival season. An All Saints cavalry tiered ruffle maxi dress.
Well, I mean, if you're not going without that, what are you doing?
£229.
Yes, yeah. Obviously. You'll be wearing yours, Dave.
Oh, 100%. I'm trying to figure out which one.
Yeah, exactly.
The Isabel Marant shared Paisley print George et miniskirt. I'm going to say that one more time. The Isabel Marant shared Paisley print Georgette miniskirt.
Oh, the Paisley print.
The Paisley print.
Sorry, I was thinking the gingham. Yeah, yeah, the Paisley print I'll wear. Yeah,
£595.
Yeah. That's grand. Yeah,
£595.
And pound we're talking here.
Pound. Like, that's more than two tickets.
Yeah.
For the weekend.
Yeah.
To any festival.
You'd want to be glamping high.
The Align Lupin linen tie waistcoat.
I come off it now.
These are all on the must-have list for you.
Must-have
list.
No.
£119.
No.
Okay, we're getting into shoes. The weatherproof shoes. Dr. Martin Sinclair milled Napa leather platform boots.
Okay.
£200.
It's just some people already have a pair of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're an investment piece.
They are. Well, I imagine what most people have is they have their own piece and then they have the festival one.
Sure.
The one they specifically bring to festivals.
Yeah, the bet down rotten pair.
It's only £200, you'd have to.
Yeah.
The wash bag essential, right, from Surrey Sustainable and a Surrey Sustainable electric toothbrush, £75.
Oh, who is showing up with an electric toothbrush to a festival?
I have done that in the past.
Have you?
Yeah, I don't need to charge it every day, like.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Sorry. But it's just, I don't know, hearing that, like, buzzing in the morning when you're in bits, I'd be like, shut up, girl.
The drowsy midnight blue eyelash protecting mask.
Okay,
You don't have it? You haven't heard of the drowsy midnight blue eyelash protecting mask?
Of course, yeah. No, fair enough. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's only £80.
Oh, grand.
Yeah, not too bad. Sunglasses, the Vivienne Westwood square frame sunglasses, of course.
Of course.
What else did you be wearing on festival season? Yeah. £225.
Oh, perfect for when someone rips them off your head and steals them.
Absolutely.
At Calvin Harris.
Something you have to bring in empty, but you can fill up when you're there. Your Stanley.
Specifically,
you cannot have any other brand when you're going to festivals. £55.
No, that's fine.
Have you got them ads on Instagram for them earplugs?
The loop ones? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're on the list. £35.
I actually, a lad was wearing them that I was camping with in Altogether Now last year, and I was jealous.
Were you?
Yeah, I think that's worth it, to be honest.
I just like the builder's ones. You know?
No, they're terrible. They don't work at all.
Oh, they work for me. And lastly, an eye mask from Selfridges for £85.
That's grand. I have those bits already, so do they have anything new for me?
There's two eye masks on the list.
Stack them up, girl.
You will not be sleeping.
AI. Who has it? Who needs it? Who wants it?
I do. I love it.
Are you a fan, Dave?
I am.
We wouldn't really know.
Would you not know? No.
You don't talk about it every 5 seconds and use ChatGPT to conduct a conversation with me. So obviously it is a big thing recently. We're all using it a lot more. You know, despite my best wishes as a comedian, I do like to try and have original thoughts. But look, we can't fight the power. The bots are winning.
I think they're not going to win over a comedian.
You think they won't beat me?
Well, I didn't say that.
Oh, right. All right. An actual funny
comedian.
Person. Yeah, yeah, right. Well, people are using it to video edit. They're using it to write more professional emails and not say WBX, how you girl, to their CEO.
Because they haven't done that since 2006.
Hey, come on. I'm current with the kids. Okay, remind me to ChatGPT some modern slang after this. Thank you, making a note. Your dad used it to redecorate his back garden.
Yeah, he did, to be fair.
Has he gotten on that?
No, he hasn't. But I think he's going to.
He's going to.
Yeah, he has some ideas now.
No, it's very good. It's good. I was thinking about doing that for mine as well now. It was a bit modern for me, but slay to your dad, which please pass that on to me. So you can ask it to do anything and it writes back quickly and politely and in the tone that you want it to. But people might not know that you can actually get it to speak its answers through text to speech, which is quite scary.
Oh,
you knew about this?
I have full-blown conversations with the thing.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. And I'd cut it off mid-sentence and be like, yeah, but what do you mean there? I honestly do.
Well, you can get it to not only have conversations, but say if you... Okay, so people online have been finding kind of a glitch in ChatGPT where you ask it to write 500 of the same letter. I mean, how did someone discover this is what I really want to know. Like, what were you doing? You can ask ChatGPT to write like 500 times the letter A or B, or as the alphabet continues. Like, you know what comes next. Hey! Oh my God, incredible. And then you get them to read it back to you.
Okay.
Through text to speech, and it's a little bit scary.
Oh.
So if you don't mind, I'm going to make things a bit scary this morning.
Here, I've no interest in this now. What's going on?
Oh my, yeah.
What's going on?
Okay, let's start off with what happened when I got it to repeat 500 of the letter I.
E. E.
Sorry, hold on. What's happening?
I don't know.
Okay.
So you write I 500 times.
Or you ask it to say
I. And then you ask it to say it.
Okay.
And then that's what she does. She kind of adds in some laughs.
It actually gets a little bit nervous. Like, okay, but
I'm mostly scared because that laugh really sounds like mine. Yeah. I'm like, does she know who she was talking to? Okay, so not the worst. Now, what about the letter G?
G. G. J. 50, etc.
Oh, etc.
Etc.
Etc. That's
say less,
that's
queen.
Cheating.
Like, commit to a pronunciation and just go with
G,
it.
G.
Not the G. G.
Etc.
Again.
Go on.
Okay, right. Let's dial it up. That was just child's play. Let's go for the letter Q.
Q. Q.
What's happening?
Q. Q. A Q.
It's the start that we...
Why are you being shy about it? Like, why are you being coquettish about being a robot who's saying Q? Okay, right. How about the letter J?
J. 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 J.
Oh, there's some drums there.
There's some drums, and she's also trapped inside a packet of crisps.
Yeah.
I just don't know.
That kind of nearly went into a reggae too.
It did. Like, ChatGPT has never been as creative as when you're asking it to do these.
So, remind me again. So, this is basically, you just go onto ChatGPT and you say, hi, ChatGPT, please repeat the letter J 500 times. But, like, audibly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what it comes
text,
up with.
Text to speech. Okay. Brace yourself.
Oh, no.
There's some nightmare fuel.
I'm trying to think what are the worst letters.
Do you want to hazard a guess?
I don't know. Maybe A or something?
What letter did you struggle with on the show a few weeks ago when you did your...
M?
Yeah.
Oh, no. M's going to be bad, isn't it?
Let's do M.
No.
What did he run into Wayne?
What?
I don't
what?
Know.
What?
I don't know. I don't know, David.
Okay, hold on.
Wanted to be Ronan to Wayne.
Wanted to be Ronan to Wayne. She wants Ronan. She wants a way Ronan.
I think that was Saoirse Ronan's pregnancy announcement in the ChatGPT. Okay.
Oh, and that's horrendous.
Not good. Finally, here's what happens when you ask ChatGPT to repeat the sound of 500 letter O's.
Stop. Let me know if you will. Format it.
God.
I hate her.
I'm so sorry.
I hate her.
To everyone listening, this is horrendous.
Yeah.
But also, one more time.
Let me know if you will.
Dave's enjoying this too much. Play a song.
I'll be back in 5 minutes. Cheering Azzy's arm on Smith.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
By the way, we clapped during the theme song. I wasn't like expecting you to clap because it's such a great game or anything like
if
that.
If you are on the road. Take your hands off that wheel. Clap immediately. Dave's order.
This is a game where if you say the same thing that Dave has written down, then you are out. You lose, you get nothing. Simple as that. Todd is on to play. How are you, Todd?
Brian, not too bad.
Not too bad. And now tell us, what is Todd short for? Because he's got little legs. No, sorry. But seriously, what is Todd short for?
Ah, no, it's not short for anything.
Is it not? No,
it's just Todd.
It's just Todd.
Just Todd, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Oh, right, very good.
Strong. Strong one-syllable name.
Yeah, I like it, Todd.
For a strong man.
What's the story, Todd? What are you up for the day?
Just on the way to work here. Apprentice electrician.
Very good.
Bring back trades. It is so nice to talk to someone who doesn't review spice bags for a living. Yeah. Honestly, congratulations, Todd.
Well done, Todd.
Very good.
Welcome on in, Todd, to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. Have you heard this game before?
Many a time.
All right, fantastic. It's a game where if you say the same thing I've written down, you lose, you get nothing. Good day, sir. I'm going to ask you something, Todd, like name a radio station. If you say spin and I've spin written down, then you are out. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I've written down. 5 IMC cinema passes are up for grabs. If you say something that's not in the category, you're also out. Now, Todd, the most important thing is when I ask you the question, you're going to hear 3 beeps. You answer on the 3rd beep. Are you ready to play?
Yep.
Here we go. Round 1. Todd, name a word beginning with G.
Giraffe.
Giraffe.
Oh, that's a good one.
Todd, you went with giraffe and I have written down gate.
Yes!
Woohoo!
Very good, Todd.
Do you want to play on?
Oh, yeah.
2 IMC seven passes. All right, here we go. Round 2. Todd, name a Leaving Cert subject.
Physics.
Physics. All right. I have written down ag science.
Oh.
Very good, Todd.
A subject I did not do well in. Okay, that's 4 IMC cinema passes
that's
in the back.
Two IMC cinema passes
in the back. I obviously did not pass maths in the Would you like to play on, Todd?
Oh, yeah, keep her lit.
Here we go, Todd. Round 3. Name any Simpsons character.
Sideshow Bob.
Sideshow Bob is such a good answer. It's a great answer. And I have written down the basic Apu.
It's not that basic.
It's pretty basic, I mean.
Justice for Apu. All right, Todd, you're killing it. 3 IMC cinema passes in the bag. Would you like to play on, sir?
Oh, yeah.
Right, here we go. This is where we separate the men from the boys. We are into round 4, Todd. Todd, I need you to name me something that you drink from.
A milk carton.
He's a good country boy.
Ah, Todd. Imagine I'd written down milk carton. That'd be bizarre. I have written down glass.
Oh, alternative.
Alternative.
All right, Todd. That's 4 IMC cinema passes in the bag. Would you like to play on?
Yeah.
Last one. Here we go. This is the one. Round 5. For 5 IMC cinema passes, Todd, or you go home with nothing. Name me a summer month.
July.
Todd, for 5 IMC cinema passes, I have written down June. Oh, congratulations, Todd. 5 IMC cinema passes are on the way to you. Who's in the car with you?
Just 2 of the lads.
You'll have to bring them, Todd.
No, of course.
What are you going to go and see, Lilo and Stitch?
Oh, 100%. 100%.
How to Train Your Dragon. I love it. Todd and the lads, have a fantastic day. Congratulations.
Perfect. Thanks very much.
Good luck.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Do you know what? It's so weird. Like, I love this game and I love when people win, but also I hate when people win. I feel stupid when people win.
Why?
Because I'm like, I picked such stupid answers.
But do you want them to win or not? Like, what's the basis of your answers?
I do, but my basis of my answers is the first things I come up with. First
then
things
you pick
I think.
Well.
Yeah, thanks.
Come on.
I can imagine Dave is a bit like the chaser in The Chase, where the chaser always wants to win, even if it's for charity. It's like, you've just given away £100,000.
Yeah.
Or you could take it away from the dying children.
I love taking 100 grand away from Bernardo. So.
What chaser would you guys want to be up against?
Oh, I like the Menace.
Oh, I love the Menace. Yeah. He seems really nice.
He seems really cool.
Yeah. Which do you think you would win against?
Who do I think I'd win against? The Vixen.
The Vixen?
Yeah.
No one ever wins against her.
I feel like they do. I feel like I've seen most people win against her. The one with the glasses
so
and the red
smart.
Hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, she's very smart, but I feel like she's the one that I see most times.
Really?
The Dark Destroyer I'd take on.
Dark Destroyer. I feel like Cinnamon. I feel like he doesn't know that much. He's just got a good personality. He's always like, oh,
he's
I don't
personality
know.
Personality
high. He is, yeah. 1038. Dublin.
Is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning.
Yeah.
Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, 4 minutes past eight, Wednesday morning. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. What's going on?
Good morning, how are you?
We're
well,
good.
Dave asked me a question there a moment ago and I was ashamed. I couldn't really answer. What's the crack with Taylor? Why is she posing with all of her albums? What has she really bought?
I was confused because I saw a girl on TikTok singing along to, you know, the song that's like, I just want to know, you better know, you better know. And I was just like, the caption was like, I can finally sing along to this again or something like that.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I was like, okay, so something did happen with Taylor. She bought all her albums back, right? And did she buy them off Scooter Braun?
So, no. I kind of explained this very briefly yesterday. Welcome to Taylor Swift Corner. My name
is Cameron. Did you explain it on the show?
When we did Top 10 Tuesday, I kind of touched on it ever so briefly. So, over the weekend, Taylor brought back the rights to all of her music.
Okay.
So, if you remember a good few years ago, there was a lot of hoo-ha because she didn't own any of her music because Scooter Braun had the rights. And so, anything that you listen to on Spotify or anything, none of the money went to her. It kind of went to Scooter, so she had no ownership of her music.
Yeah.
So then she started re-recording these albums, the Taylor's version.
Yeah.
So there was four albums: Fearless, Red, Speak Now, and 1989. So they were re-recordings of her previous albums, so she could own that music again. So then, when you would hear Taylor Swift on the radio or anything, if there was a Taylor's version of that song, we would play it. So then she would get the rights and not some corporation.
Yeah.
Scooter Braun then sold those albums to another company.
Okay.
And then Taylor, with all the money that she's made from like the Eras Tour and all those new albums, has then bought back the rights from those albums. So now she owns everything. So that means that you can listen to like Reputation and all the money goes to her.
Tell me this. Right. That kind of basically means that there's absolutely no reason for her to have recorded all those songs. Taylor's version is kind of like obsolete now.
Kind of, but those albums also had some bonus tracks, the From the Vault tracks, and there's like the All Too Well 10-minute version was not on the original album.
You can't get that back.
Exactly, and there's some really good songs on those Vault tracks as well.
Right, okay, so, and anyway, there was one thing that, because there was Reputation that was the thing that people wanted to be recorded,
TV.
And it wasn't, right?
Yeah, and she said she's barely even started.
So is she still going to do it, even though now she owns original Reputation?
I don't know. If I was her, I wouldn't.
That's very Taylor Swift, always doing the most.
Yeah.
Always doing too much.
But Reputation TV, like I'd always see people talking about this.
Yeah.
It was only 2 days ago I put that together, Reputation Taylor's version. I thought there was a channel coming. I genuinely thought this.
You're like, I'm about to tune in, fam.
I was like, I thought there was going to be like an online stream of just constant Taylor Swift songs and music videos. And I was like, how hard is that to do? Why doesn't she just. I could do that in four minutes for you. Like, just set up a playlist on
YouTube.
I'll
just chat GPT it.
Yeah, exactly.
Taylor, come on.
I thought it was a TV channel. I have. Realize I've been coasting a lot lately, and I think it's time that I, you know, real buckle down and become a company man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For the future, for myself and my family and things like that. So what I've decided to do is to almost make this company that I work for even more money. So they look at me like a real asset.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And so I was thinking.
And the rest of us just look at you like a real ass.
Yeah. Lick ass. So I was thinking, what does this company even do?
I've been asking that.
But they obviously, we have radio stations, but we also have some other things that you may not know about.
Yeah.
And they're under the blanket of the word go.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Go Loud, obviously, across the Go Loud network of stations. But you have also some other things, including Go Loud.
This is TBX, a Go Loud original. GoDating.ie.
Go Breaks.
Go Breaks.
We do, we flow.
So we've Go Breaks for like holidays and stuff like that. We've Go Dating because it's an online dating thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've Go Loud, which is like audio and podcasts and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I thought, why stop there?
Yeah.
Why don't we come up with some other goes?
Yeah.
For them to really go at and make some money. You're welcome at
Bezos
Spin.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. So I want us to come up with some, you know, go companies.
Okay.
That will make our company money.
Yeah, no, that's what I want to do.
Let's
as well.
Let's go one on one until we reach one that we both have.
Okay.
Go sleep.
Very good.
Beds. Mattresses delivered to you.
Love it.
Yeah? Not yeah. bad.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. Especially okay. since mattress makes kind of falling.
Exactly.
Right? We need a competitor out
What here. Have you got?
Go slay. Tips for living your best life, queen, and annoying everyone around you in the process.
Okay. Okay, cool. So it's good to know that I'm taking this seriously anyway.
So, go slay. Why don't you go slay? With that attitude.
How about this one? Go on, go on, go on.
Oh, yeah.
It's a streaming website for Father Ted. Go on, go on, go
Very
on.
Good. Very good.
There you go.
Very good.
Yeah?
Go stray. Find out if the cat you're feeding has three other families. Thank you. Any questions?
No, not a one. Go far. Career advice.
Very good. Go, hey. When you see someone in the street but you can't remember their name,
why
scan
they,
them.
And they all rhyming with slay?
That's just how I started. And that's how
Sorry,
I kept
give
going.
It to me again, give it to me again.
Go, hey, when you see someone in the street and you can't remember their name, so this lets you scan their face and it'll say, that's Jimmy.
Oh, very good.
Yeah?
Very good. That's Jimmy. Go wild. Safari trips.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah.
Go pray. Find out which church is for you.
Go mad. Mental institutions.
Okay, very good. This is my last one. Go and shite. For just get out of here. Get on holidays. Go and shite.
Someone texted in and said, go nads. Men's health check. That's honestly excellent.
That's it.
I have a couple. I have go deep.
Oh.
Scuba diving.
Oh my God.
What were you thinking?
I can't say.
I've go on then for a cup of tea.
Go on then. Yeah,
Cups
yeah, yeah.
Tea.
That's good.
A tea
bag.
And go slow. Driving and
what you do here. Okay, I've been on my fitness journey since approximately 3 days ago when I had a random panic attack and joined the gym and watched Titanic
like
in its entirety.
Way, that's the best way to join a gym.
It was good.
Pre or post panic attack.
Yeah, and just was like, what am I doing with my life? I need to join the gym. I need to do all these things. And then later that night, I got my period and I was like, oh, it all makes sense. But then the next day, I was like, I guess I'm committing to this gym thing. So yeah. I kind of did a U. I got ChatGPT to write me out a little fitness plan.
Well done.
And then I went and did it. The main
thought... deleted it.
That's it. You only have to go once. The main thought I had the whole time in the gym, it was really busy. It was on the bank holiday Monday. And the main thought I had was, oh my God, this Stanley Cup is so slimming. Like, I normally feel really obnoxious carrying this around. But when you're carrying it around in your little leggings and stuff, you're like, I look so skinny beside this. So I was flat out like refilling it all the time. It was overflowing. Then, yesterday, I returned to Reformer Pilates. I haven't gone for a little while, but I feel like I've adjusted to the early mornings now, so I'm ready to do stuff after. Callum, you had a question.
Can I ask that Reformer Pilates is the one with the torture-looking machine?
The machine, yeah.
Exactly. Which, the one that they started selling in the middle aisle of Lidl.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah,
yes,
bizarre.
Yes, it's weird. Soon, your For You page will be full of, like, male rugby teams in the UK trying Reformer
What's
Pilates.
What's good for your legs?
The man gym. It's meant to be good for your whole body. Like, I have some back issues, so like Pilates is so
You're so young and cool.
I started getting back issues when I was 17, guys. So it's
been really enough. Should be talking about the leaving, sir.
Back in the 30s. Hey, it can hit you at any time. It can hit you at any time, my guy, my Shayla. So I've been doing Pilates for a while just because it helps that. So the Reformer, it's like your own body strength. You pull, you push, you have a great time. You go and get a matcha after.
Okay,
that's essential.
Very good.
It was crazy yesterday, right? Do you know? Okay, so there's a little phenomenon. Sometimes at the Reformer Pilates class, there's a little
the
man.
Northern Lights.
There's a little guy
okay.
at the class, and you're like, isn't that lovely? He has a little hobby. And it's like, it's
Sorry.
A very...
What?
There's a little man in the class. Like, and it's very cute. Because it's a real,
Is he
like...
a short king?
Sometimes, but it's a real like girly, like sorry to generalize, but it's a real like girly pops princess arrive in your Fiat 500, like drive off with your bestie and like go to Pilates, and then there'd just be like one lad in his GAA shorts, like trying to hold strong.
Fair play to him.
But yesterday, the teacher was a man. The teacher of Pilates.
Good enough for you now.
All right. I was like, oh my God. And he was like, do you have any injuries? Guys, my back injury, I've said it before on the show, it's very, very embarrassing. Bulging disc. Okay?
Oh dear God, really, I didn't know where that was going.
No, I know. It sounds like something else. So I had to say to this beautiful Brazilian man in his bare feet, he was like, do you have any injuries? I was like, a bulging disc? It was horrendous, okay?
And he said, me too.
And yeah, he was like, all right, sit down on the bed. So I sit down on the bed. I get ready for the class. And this man, I swear to God, this is true. He was really touching everyone in the class.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, come on, girls. And I feel like, sometimes in Pilates, when I'm doing the wrong thing, don't approach me. Just let me do it wrong. Because if you try and push me further into the correct position, it might be what kills me. Okay. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So he was like bending the girls into shape. And it felt like, do you know, like on a haunted house or like a haunted ghost tour, it's like the actors might scare you, but they won't touch you.
Yeah.
He was going for it. He get you a guy who does both. King. Oh my God. And then it just felt like, what's like when he was like, do you have any injuries and what's your name? I was like, all right, are we together now? Like, what is the crack? Why? So did the class. It was very, very difficult class, but I felt good. And then I arrived, I got out of the class. I'm a bit wrecked at this stage. Yeah. You know, we're up at 5. And I realized I forgot my leap card. I remembered to put my labubu on my bag yesterday, but I did not remember my leap card. I had to walk all the way home. Wow. And I texted my partner. That's like, it's like a 40-minute walk. It's not too bad. But I remind you, I'd been in the gym the day before and I'd been to Reformer. How fit can a girl be? So I texted my partner, Dwayne, and I was like, oh, do you want to walk halfway with the dog and meet me? He conveniently saw that when I had arrived at the front door. I was at my gate and he walked out the door with Dwayne. And you know when you're irrationally annoyed at someone when they've done nothing wrong? It's like when you forget your key and they're not home and you're like, you
did
ruined my life. But yeah, fitness tips, come to me. I have a massive bulging disc and I'm not afraid to use it.
Fiona was just telling us fitness tips with Fiona. She said she went to a, what is it?
Reformer Pilates
class, and the instructor just kind of kept...
He was very touchy.
Going near you.
He was very rubbing the legs of everyone to say, no, you do it like this.
Yeah. See, I sometimes go to hot yoga.
All right.
Yeah, just, you know, it's good for the core.
It is good for the core.
Yeah, I mean, it's good for the mind. Mm-hmm. It's good to keep you grounded.
It's good for the hell thing. Chakras.
It's good for the hell.
The hell thing.
There's little things you can put on your mat that's like, please don't touch me.
I need
you
that.
Honestly need
I
it.
I need that.
I always get it and scribble out, don't. Please touch me. Please.
I actually saw that on your desk.
Sabrina Carpenter, a busy woman. Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. We're here with McDonald's at 20 to 9. Good morning.
And if you saw her hitchhiking in very poor quality video in a pair of shorts that left little to the imagination.
That was a great video.
It was, yeah.
Top 10 of the...
you liked it, Dave?
Top 10 on the internet.
What did you like about that one?
I don't know, I think it was the art around it.
The art.
Yeah.
It was the art.
The art.
Very good. Well, she's got a new single coming out. It's called... oh, they're all similar.
Man-child.
Stupid boy. Annoying lad.
It's called Man-child.
Man-child. There we Very go. Good. Annoying yeah, yeah. There's always some lad annoying.
The caption was, this one's about you. And so
and
I
it is.
Definitely think it's about Barry.
Do you think?
Barry Keoghan.
I think people in the comments seem to think it's about Shawn Mendes.
Do you think?
Yeah.
No, I thought the last album was about Shawn Mendes.
I think there's more to come.
Who
he
knows?
Really did a number on her.
Yeah, he did.
He did a number on that art.
We have that to look forward to on Friday, coming out at like 1 a.m. or something like that.
Perfect time.
For now, though, I want to hark back to a couple of weeks ago on the show, a couple of months ago potentially, where we asked you a very, very highbrow question. Was a hallway a room in the house? Someone had said, oh, get it from that room. And that room was in the hallway. And someone, I think it was producer Callum, was like, what the hell are you talking about?
For God's sake.
A hallway is not a room. That's what we decided on the show. The people of Dublin voted absolutely unequivocally that a hallway is not a room. Mm-mm. It's kind of just a go-between.
Yeah, it's a state of mind.
So I see your hallway and I raise you.
an attic.
Ah, that's a bit muddier.
So here is my question for you this morning. An attic. Is it a room or not a room? 087 711 1038. Okay. Now, Fiona, I know you're passionate about this.
It's a huge issue for me.
Tell me, you think it's a room?
I believe it's a room. If there's a bed up there and if it's big enough to stand up in, I know some attics aren't mine. I've actually never been up in mine because the entry point is like on the stairs and it's just, I'm a bit nervous.
Okay.
So I've never been up there. I don't know.
So in your mind, you think an attic is a room, if and yet there is a room in your house you've never been in.
I know, but I'm scared.
Okay, no. See, this is where I'm drawing the line. The attic is 100% not a room.
For some people, an attic is a room because it's got a bed and it's got bits up there and someone sleeps
up
there.
That's a converted attic. You've converted the attic into a room.
But it has the potential to be a room. A hallway never has the potential. It's not like, now, oh, well, let's throw a bed in there.
Let's go back to something Fiona just said. It has the potential to be a room. Doesn't everything?
No. No,
absolutely
it
does. A giant tree technically has the capacity to be a room.
Okay, my lunchbox does not have the potential to
for
be a room.
For a small bug, it has the potential to be a room. It is not a room, though. It has the potential to be a room. An attic has the potential to be converted into a room. I feel like I've just won a debate. I'm going to be the next president of the United States. We did it, Joe. So I think an attic is not a room. Because I think it's its own thing. I think it's like the shed. I think it's like it doesn't have the word room in it. It's like it's not. It's the attic room. It's the attic.
The kitchen doesn't have the word room in it.
I agree. It's not a room. No, it is. It is a room.
I got you there. You said.
No, no. Okay, I'll give you that one. Kitchen doesn't say it. It doesn't say it. But I don't think the attic is a room. I think a room for it to be a room. I don't know what it is you need. But I feel like you need to have walls and you need to be able to actually see the outside, like the inside of
sometimes
your roof.
Sometimes it has a Velux.
Yeah.
And sometimes it has a little ghost girl up there.
Doing very well for yourself. Doing very well.
She can live there. Why can't you?
Room or not a room? Attics. What do you think? 087 711 1038. See, my attic has like that yellow stuff.
Insulation.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Insulation and it has like wooden beams and stuff like that and like there's spider webs and things like that.
Right.
That to me is not a room.
Your attic is not a room.
You can get up there, like you can go up. However, my house that I live in currently, there is a housemate who lives up in the attic, but the attic was converted. So that is a room because it was converted to a room. Attics in general, not a room. That's that's my point. Please, if you feel strongly, please come against me. Room or not a room, 087 711 103.
Ah, you're annoying me, to be honest. I don't get it. I don't care about this. But please text in 087 711 1038. I'm leaving.
She's going to 98. They're talking about highbrow stuff over there. Don't they wish to look people look in the leaving cert? Attic, not a room, please. 087 711 103. Back me up. I believe it's not a room. This is Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. Just myself and Fiona. We are having a heated debate.
Oh, we are.
It's all about, is an attic a room?
The gloves are off. And they're in the attic.
I just thought, like, last couple of months we talked about a hallway and was it a room, and it was overwhelmingly voted as no, a hallway is not a room. I would put an attic in the same category as I'd put a hallway. I think it's kind of a go-between rooms.
When you're not going between anywhere if you're in the attic. If you're going to the attic, that's your destination.
You're going between the roof and the floor.
Oh yeah, all those trips up to the roof you take.
Fiona's like, she's really hard set on this, that an attic is a room. I don't believe it is, but sure, listen, this is the love of debate, isn't it?
Totally.
Sive, what are you saying? Attic, room or not a room?
It's only a room if it has a window.
Is that the law?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we have a converted attic and you're only allowed to call it a room if it's got a window.
Really, Sive? Okay. You don't want to see some rooms for rent in Dublin at the moment. Windowless.
Okay, interesting. Right.
But that's the rules. It has to have a window as a fire escape.
So you would say...
But obviously it stairs up to it.
So you would say that my house that I currently live in, where my housemate Fiona lives up in the attic, that has a window, you would say that's a room. However, my home house that is just beams and insulation is not a room.
Correct.
So I couldn't agree with you more.
That's a good a good deciding factor. Did you come up with that yourselves now, Sive? Or was that
in
the
legislation?
Builder or something? Yeah.
I only know because we bought a house with a converted attic and we had to learn all this stuff. So
it was like, instead of like, say, two bedrooms, it's three bedrooms now with the attic.
They called the attic room a bedroom, even though we don't use it as a bedroom. But yeah, they were able to call it a bedroom because it follows all the rules.
And it's big enough you can stand up in there and all.
Oh, yeah. It's really big, yeah.
So it's doing very well for herself.
Where's this house now,
Blanche.
Oh, right, okay, not doing that.
Yeah. Northside.
Sive, thank you so much. Have a fantastic day.
You too. Bye.
Bye, Sive.
Good luck.
Please don't hate me. I was only messing. All right, Rebecca texted in.
All of Dublin 15, coming from Fiona.
Girls, I was only joking. Love you guys. Okay, Rebecca texted in. An attic is a space, not a room.
A space.
That's annoying me.
Rebecca's holding space.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope she's holding Cynthia Erivo's finger gently.
I like it. Colin was on as well.
It all depends on what it's being used for. If it's an attic that's unconverted and being used for storage or whatever, it's not a room. If it's been converted and has a bed in it, then it's a bedroom.
Yeah, we're kind of like meeting at the same thing here, to be honest. Like, this is exactly what I've been saying.
I like the way Colm says it as if he is making the most insane hot take ever. I'm like, okay. What?
But we did ask him, was it a room or not a room? He's answered. And Nikki has also answered. Nikki, what do you think? A room or not a room, an attic? What do you think?
It's not a room unless it's converted.
Oh, okay. I'm loving this. I'm so glad we called you, Nikki. Go on, give us the reason why.
Because you can't go up. There's no stairs up to it unless it's converted.
And is that what?
So it's just like storage.
I'm just to play devil's advocate here. Like, say, for example, if you had stairs up to your kitchen, would that be a room?
Dave, shut up.
Yeah, that's actually true, Dave. Yeah,
Nikki,
yeah.
Come on. Don't indulge him. He's talking absolute shite.
No, I agree with Nikki.
You can tell him. Sometimes if you think the show is bad, you can tell him.
It's definitely not a room unless it's converted.
Okay.
That's fair.
It's storage.
I'm with you, Nikki. I'm with you. Nikki, thank you so much and have a fantastic day.
And you too. Take care, guys.
Bye, Nikki.
Bye.
Right. Okay. So I don't think we're ever doing Is It a Room again. Fiona?
I don't know why it's annoyed me so much, but it just really has rubbed me up the wrong way. So can we please get to the end of this? Just give us the results.
Yeah. Well, the results are overwhelmingly, it is absolutely 100% not a room.
I honestly don't know what I'd be more annoyed by.
Unless it's converted.
Ah, all right, grand. Okay, deadly. Like what? Like, come on.
Did you think working in Spin 103 would be different?
I thought we'd talk about chicken fillet rolls. Why have we still not talked about
them? Don't worry, we'll get to Barry Keoghan next. Steve. On the show tomorrow, is a hot press a room?
I will kill you.
Do you know what? We just got a very important text in on the show and someone has asked, is a pantry a room?
Protestants can't call in. I'm sorry. Do not text in. Here we go. 103.8. Dublin.
Is Emma, Dave and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Let's go. Good morning, 4 minutes past nine on Wednesday morning. You're with Emma, Dave and Fiona. This is still the Emma, Dave and Fiona show, but Emma's just gone for a while.
She's in the corner, we just haven't let her speak for a while because she wouldn't stop doing her terrible Italian accent.
Yes, she is in Italy, just so you know. We haven't just
turned her
mic down.
She's at Spins of Fully Charged.
Spins of Fully Charged. She'll be back
on
Friday.
She will. No, we miss her a lot. I saw this just on Instagram just now. It was on Pop Crave over the weekend. I don't know if you saw this.
I do frequent Pop Crave quite often.
Would you be a fan?
I love.
What about Poo Crave?
Love it even more.
It's
so much better. If you don't know what Poo Crave is, it's kind of a parody of Pop Crave. They give fake showbiz news and people believe it.
Oh, it's so good. But Gigi Hadid and Bella Hadid have unveiled their younger sister, 23-year-old. And she's so stunning.
Sorry,
she's a Hadid.
Unveiled their younger sister.
I know, unveiled.
23-year-old.
The concept of unveiling a younger sister, someone has retweeted.
You know what?
And
you've
said,
proven yourself, young one.
First of all,
you may come into the light.
She's like so hot. She's like Hadid vibe. And her name is Aiden. Aiden lad from Westmeath.
Aido for
but
short.
She's like this 23-year-old in like a belly shop and like low rise jeans. Her name's Aiden. Oh yeah, Aido. Okay, so the girl said, over 20 years ago, our dad, while single, had a brief relationship that led to a pregnancy. We first connected in late 2023, and from that moment on, we've embraced Aiden with open arms.
Wow.
It's giving my dad was a postman in the early 2000s and had his way with one of his stay-at-home moms. And now here's Aiden.
Pat Mustard and Aiden.
Yeah, literally.
Your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
We're at Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Morning. Good morning. That was your shortest you've ever done. I was like, waiting for Dave to be like, you're on spin, it's the 23rd of June 2025. It's just me and Fiona today. And I was like, I've time to chew this.
Hold on, don't worry, I'll do it. Mark Amber, this belongs together. Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Fiona. 9 minutes past 9. Happy Wednesday, by the way. Middle of the week, we're here with McDonald's and Michael Hayes in from 10 o'clock. Also,
do you want to shout out Jamie and Faye?
Also, yeah, Jamie and Faye from 7. And we're giving you a chance to win €75,000 on the cash stream. We're going to tell you more about that later on.
Okay, I'm ready. Thank you.
No,
thanks. Oh my God, the Rennies are needed. Okay, I saw another Instagram post the other day that I was absolutely obsessed with. Do you know millennials? We kind of get a bad rap these days. It's almost like a slur to call someone a millennial at this stage.
I actually agree. Yeah.
You know, whenever you're referred to as one, you hang your head in shame.
But to
and
be
you're
fair,
like,
whenever I say like, oh, you know, like boomers, I feel like I've just had a slur.
Boomers,
like, I'm
the
so
worst.
Sorry, boomer is awful.
I was doing a podcast a while ago on her .ie, and I did it. It was like you have a millennial, you have a boomer, and you have a Gen Z. So I was the millennial. Alana Burke, who works for Love in Dublin, was the Gen Z.
All right.
Eileen Dunn of RTE fame was the boomer. And she was like, okay, so who's what in this? And I had to turn around to Eileen Dunn and say,
you're a boomer.
Oh, you're a boomer. It was the worst. I felt so, I was like, this is not but allowed.
Like they just be like, yes, that's true.
She was like, okay, yes, that's correct. I am. So I saw, apparently, New York Times shared this headline the other day that said, members of the Spice Girls generation are the only people in history to have grown both up with the internet and to retain childhood memories that predate it. And someone tweeted and said, can we be called this instead of millennials now? Spice Girls generation. It just feels a little bit cooler.
Do you think?
Do you not think?
I wasn't really in the Spice Girls generation, I fear.
Were you not? You're a younger millennial.
I'm a little bit of a younger millennial, so I don't think you can blanket term the whole.
You're a Nerf gun millennial.
Yes! Hell yeah.
So, I was thinking of funner ways, because a boomer feels like a slur. Millennial feels like a slur, and at this stage Gen Z, it kind of feels like a slur.
Gen Z, I feel like
you want to be
so
one.
Oh, cool.
Allegedly. Well, I've come up with new names for all of them, so you can let me know your thoughts.
Great, let's do it.
Boomers are now, we went to Bray on our holidays generation.
No, can I change it?
We went to Bray.
Can I change it?
Yeah.
We went to Mosny.
What's that?
Boomers fucking love Mosny.
What's Mosny?
Mosny was down in, I think it's in County Meath, and it's it was like they had like, it was like a fairground. You could go and it was like a water park, and you could go, like, this was back in like the 90s.
Oh, wow. Back in the 90s.
Yeah.
Dave, shut up.
I think it was.
Okay, well, my dad went to Bray on his holidays.
Right, okay.
We got jam sandwiches for Christmas generation. Gen X. So I feel like that's a, they're not mentioned too
Who's
much.
Gen X?
They're in their 40s and 50s now.
I thought they were boomers.
I think that, no, the boomers are up from that. Boomers are post-war, World War II. There was a baby boom. So they are kind of born in, I should have written this down, but Gen X, they're kind of 1965 to I think 1980.
Okay.
So they're in their 40s and 50s. I looked up traits of theirs because I was like, how do you describe those crazy kids? Apparently they're working away now, they're raising their families, and they love a bargain. So I've called Gen X,
they're from Cavan,
the little plus up generation. Or the 5 off 25 generation.
Very good.
Whatever you rather.
Very good.
Millennials now, I mean, where do
I'm
we
nervous.
Start? Millennials are age 28 to 43.
I want to say, like, the Friends.
Of course. I mean, that's a classic. Friends, the What Hogwarts House Are You generation.
Yes, yes.
But I've gone a little more niche. I've gone I dog filtered my baby generation. Because have you seen those girls recently who like they're elder millennials and their kids are now like 10?
Yeah.
And they're like, can you show me a picture of me when I was a baby? But all the babies have Snapchat filters of dog. They don't have one normal picture of their baby.
Or like when they're like on Instagram and they cover the baby's face with like an emoji.
Oh yeah. Like, well no, you do have to be careful.
Just don't post the kid.
No, exactly. Or especially when it's a baby and it's like, okay, all babies look the same. Yeah. Your baby He's not that cute. No one wants to steal it. And then I thought, okay, for the younger end of millennials, Harry Styles looked at me generation. Because, you know, we were the original stans. We were like, no, no, he is obsessed with me. Gen Z, pretty easy Riz Lord generation.
Gen Z?
Yeah.
No, I would say Snapchat.
Snapchat?
Yeah, Snapchat.
Are they still on Snap?
They're all on Snap.
Or protect your peace generation, because I feel all they do is protect their peace and they don't do anything for anyone. These kids, they have it too easy.
Okay.
Gen Alpha, that's age 15 and down. Gen Alpha are still being born currently. So, of course, Skibbity Sigma generation is right there.
Top tier.
And then finally, because this is something that really scared me, toddler Zoom generation. Because my little cousin, she's 10 now, and I remember when she was barely older than one, she was playing with my phone and she knew how to zoom in to make it bigger. Before she could say her first words, she knew how to zoom. So they're the toddler Zoom generation, and I'm very scared of them.
You also kind of forgot about like the Facebook generation.
Gen X as well. Gen X. Believes AI on Facebook is real.
Yeah.
generation.
I want to talk to you about movies, because I found out today that there's a couple of movie, like very famous lines that kind of almost weren't meant to be there.
Oh yeah.
And it kind of started off me by like looking up this, because I saw a clip about Arnold Schwarzenegger and how he dropped a huge bombshell about his stint in The Terminator and confessing that he didn't like his most famous catchphrase, which is
I'll be back.
Exactly. Well,
love
done.
It.
Cosplaying like a classical music artist. I'll be back. Thank you for indulging me.
Yeah.
Funnily enough, though, the line was voted amongst the best movie quotes in history by the American Film Institute. He admitted that he tried to rewrite it before the director shut him down. And some really iconic lines. It seemed to be kind of the exact same. Either people tried to get it changed, or like it wasn't in the script and people just ad-libbed it. Mm. And it was really interesting. For example, I don't know if you ever saw Dumb and Dumber.
I would, but it's not like in you know.
Yeah, you don't
ingrained in my brain.
Yes, but there's a scene where the lads are walking down the road and a bus full of girls in bikinis shows up and asks them like, "Do you know any strong men who can, you know, accompany us to, you know, whatever?" And they're like, yeah. "If you just keep going that way, you'll find a town." and the girls are like, "Oh, okay." And then the bus drives away and the two lads are like, God, two lucky guys are going to get on that bus now and drive around with them girls for months to come. So it's kind of like that kind of thing. But that wasn't meant to be in the movie. Basically, that was the ending of the movie. The point of it was the lads were supposed to get on the bus, bikini bus, and enjoy
bikini
it. And
bus.
It was supposed to be a nice kind of ending to the movie. But Jim Carrey, who plays Dumber, Jim Carrey was like, that doesn't work with the actual characters. We should actually be not getting on the bus because they're stupid. I mean, that's the whole point.
No, that's so good.
Now, I know you didn't really like that one, but I know you will like
this. No, I like it.
I know you will like this one. I'd say about 90% of shows we've done with Fiona, we have mentioned Titanic.
And?
And what?
Exactly.
And what?
And what?
Leo DiCaprio, he shouted that when he first got on the ship that James Cameron was filming Titanic on, and James Cameron loved it so much that he was like, let's add that to the script, that's perfect. So there you go, that is why in Titanic he goes, I'm the king of the world. It was just completely on his, and it's seen as one of the most iconic lines in movies.
Do you want any other Titanic facts?
No, I'm grand for Titanic facts, thank you very much. You should start a Titanic podcast though.
I will.
Here's one for the Zoolander fans.
But why male models?
You serious? I just told you that a moment ago.
So the guy who says I just told you that a moment ago is called David Duchovny, right? He delivers his monologue about male models and how they make the best assassins, and Ben Stiller basically forgot his line, so he just repeated the question, and David Duchovny was like, okay, I'm just going to ad-lib here, and he's like, I just told you. Which works really,
it's
really well
good
for Zoolander's character. This one for the movie buffs, it's Casablanca.
is looking at you, kid.
Very, iconic. Very famous line. Iconic. Humphrey Bogart would teach Ingrid Bergman poker in between takes, and that was one of the lines he used to do to, like, tease her when they were playing. So they added it in.
Wow.
He is looking at you, kid, obviously with the poker face and things.
Oh, like. If it's on your Leaving Cert paper too now, if you did English for your comparative study, there you go. Fun fact.
I did do Casablanca.
You did Casablanca?
For 6 years, yeah.
There you go. And did you say, did you know that line was improv?
I did because not.
That would have got you the A1 now, or the H1 or whatever it's called these days.
Some honorary mentions. We're going to need a bigger boat from Jaws.
This was
an inside joke between the cast because the producers were too cheap to build a bigger boat. So they blamed everything that went wrong on the small boat.
Yes.
So we're going to need a bigger boat.
I love.
Inside joke. Here's Johnny. From The Shining was apparently a reference to the Johnny Carson show. The director lived in England, though, and didn't know what it was. But they were like, no, add it in, it's good.
Just trust us.
And there's a movie called Midnight Cowboy, and that's where we get the, hey, I'm walking here, in New York. But apparently they just had a secret camera and just filmed New Yorkers being New Yorkers.
I love it.
So that's completely like just a normal person just yelling, hey, I'm walking here.
That's so their vibe.
Which I really, really like. I'm very happy
New
to
York.
Know that. So there you go. Some movies are completely ad-libbed or made up. Bizarre.
I enjoyed that now.
You're welcome. Alex Warren, Ordinary. It's Spin.
Spin 1038.
Get ready. Spin 1038's Golden Ticket.
All right, let's get you away on your holidays with the Golden Ticket thanks to Sunway.ie, Ireland's hassle-free holiday company.
Nice one. Kira's on to play. How are you, Kira?
I'm on my way to work.
What do you do?
I'm a chiropodist.
You're a chiropodist? Oh, my friend is a chiropodist. And he absolutely loves it. So is it feet, isn't it? Yeah.
That's right,
Very good. Fair play to you. Where do you do that, Kira?
In Selbridge.
In Selbridge, very nice.
So is everyone always trying to show you their feet on nights out and stuff? And you're like, I'm off the clock.
That's a standard. Even on days off, you're like, no, I don't want to look at them anymore.
And are there any feet that have come across your desk that you've said you could make a lot of money out of those? Get them on the internet now.
You get that all the time.
Do you?
Fiona's obsessed.
You have
with
people that are grossed out by their own feet, and you're like, I could actually sign you up to be a foot model.
Yeah.
They're not perfect.
Oh, wow.
I get that. You get that all the time.
Fiona's absolutely obsessed with people selling their feet pictures online. I don't know what it is.
It's not me who's obsessed. It's a cultural phenomenon, and there's money to be made.
All right, Kira, when's the last time you were away on holidays?
Oh, God. When was the last time? Well, we brought the kids to Disneyland Paris in March.
Oh wow.
Nice.
That's gorgeous.
So that's not really a holiday because you had the kids. So let's see if we can get you to Fuerteventura. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona's Golden Ticket. Kira, have you heard this game before?
I have heard it before.
You have? Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
Can't remember.
It's 25 and Five Songs and Artists is going to play. You need to guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds and you win that golden ticket to Fuerteventura. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. There's no skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once and you can't do it on the final song, obviously. If you want to swap the song at any point, Kira, you just shout the word swap and when you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Kira?
Yeah.
Happy days. Where are you from?
Blanchardstown.
Kira from Blanchardstown, Dublin 15, the best of luck. And song one with 25 seconds on the clock plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. I come and I go. Tell me all the ways you need me. I'm
not here for long. Catch me or I go. Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
Houdini?
Start the clock.
Well done, Kira. Very good. That is Dua Lipa with Houdini. Now, it did take you 10 seconds to get that one. So just shout it out a little bit quicker. Just whoever you think, just start shouting out artists and names. I mean, hopefully the right one.
That's absolutely true.
Just, you know, whichever.
All right, Kira, let's go for song two with 15 and a half seconds left on the clock. It plays in 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
My baby born a Birkin. Oh, my God. She's been telling me all alone.
No, you have your swap.
Swap if you don't know.
Swap.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. Let's swap it out.
Well done, Kira. Good use of the swap.
That was Shaboozy.
Yes, Shaboozy, a bar song, brackets tipsy.
But don't worry,
you're back to 15 seconds. A new song is about to play. It's like it never happened. So let's do this.
Let's do it, Kira. Song two, a brand new one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Hi. Master Hunter Beat.
Snoop Dogg.
No.
More modern, more current.
Eminem,
my
favorite artist. Like pizza. What's up with these? Play the Super Bowl. The
industry can hate me.
It was Kendrick Lamar. The song was called Not Like Us.
No.
No.
No, it wasn't. Kira says no.
Kira, did you have fun?
Yeah.
That's all that matters. That's all we care about. But Kira, have a fantastic day. Enjoy them feet.
Do.
Thanks a mil.
Thanks, Kira.
I hope you get off them soon. Have a great day, Kira. Good luck.
Bye.
Well, it wasn't to be for Kira.
But hey, shout out Snoop Dogg.
Absolutely. Could be you winning it tomorrow, though. Please, please, please. Take this bloody holiday off us.
Yes.
This is getting absolutely ridiculous.
Bit of inspiration there just from Dave there. Song one tomorrow.
Please.
Sabrina Carpenter, please, please, please will be song one tomorrow. So if you know, you know. If you don't, then tough.
Oh, come on. We're giving it away here.
Get in early with the word golden to 087 711 1038 and take this holiday off us tomorrow. Kygo and Ava Max. Or who knows, maybe it's Snoop Dogg. This is whatever. I'm Smith. We're here with McDonald's. This is Emma, Dave and Fiona. Good morning.
Check this out.
It's time for Fiona's final thoughts.
Let's go. Let's go. Thank you very much. Welcome to Fiona's final thoughts, the most important part of the show. Some might say, Dave.
Yeah, well,
he stopped listening
because
this isn't a bit that he cares about. Okay, something very, very important coming to you at 9:49 this Wednesday morning. For anyone planning their wedding this year, there's something really important you need to remember, okay? It's not the rings. It's not your partner's name at the altar. It's not paying the band. It's to take your Fitbit off.
Oh.
Or your Apple Watch. Or your Whoop. Or your Samsung Galaxy Fit 3. Whatever smartwatch you insist on making your entire personality, get it off you.
I don't think you should take the Whoop off.
You want to... All right, I got it. Your brand loyalty. If Pippa wears a Whoop for her wedding day, she's in trouble.
You can buy like Whoop bras and underwear, so you can put it in there.
This is actually about to come up. So, do you follow this guy, Fred Asquith, on TikTok or Instagram? He's the guy who follows his girlfriend around the shops being like, darling, how much longer are we going to be in here, darling? Do you need a basket? And it's just, he's very funny. And he's going out with this absolutely gorgeous woman. He's married to her now. And she spends 8 hours in TK Maxx and he follows her around asking, does she need a basket? Okay. You might know. Here's a clip.
Darling. What's the plan in here? What's the plan?
Just browsing.
Anything specific or?
Just browsing.
Fantastic.
So, and he always does like, he does a really like close zoom up of his face and it's a stunning content. But he got married over the weekend and I was dying for the wedding because I've really been following their journey along.
Okay.
And I was absolutely delighted with it until I saw his professional pictures and I saw he failed to take his Fitbit off for his wedding. I wasn't alone in being annoyed about this. There was another guy who commented, I was going to wish you congratulations, but notice you wore a Fitbit on your wedding day. Bin now.
What? Why and is that a problem?
It's just not the vibe. Take it off. Like, these pictures are going to be hanging up in your house, ideally, for the rest of your life. And you've got a bloody Fitbit on. You can see, like, your BPM, what's meant to be, like, the most exciting moment of your life. He said, at least I got my steps in. So this has been a discussion for years. There's a whole Reddit thread asking, what do you do with your Fitbit on your wedding day? Some fitness girly was like, what do I do? Will I take it off? All the comments are resounding. Just get it off you. And she was like, I wear a Charge 2. I bought the pale pink leather band to see how smart it looks. It doesn't matter what band you have. Take the Fitbit off. She said she might wear it on the day. She'll try and see. Alternatively, I can make a little pocket in my bouquet to carry it there or clip it into my dress. Sorry, for one day. It doesn't matter about your steps. There was another girl who said, I was thinking of keeping it off completely for ceremony pictures, etc., but it will be on for dancing.
Right.
Okay. Another person said, wear it around your ankle. Someone said, take it off the straps and attach it to your bra.
Very good.
Another person said, wear it as a pendant.
Are you really annoyed at this?
I just think it looks awful.